Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
Let's throw 2 minutes on the clock, though, and see what's trending. I'll put 2 minutes on the clock, read headlines, and Andy either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Like McDonald's bringing back Monopoly after 10 years.
Oh, I love this. I hope it's the same as it was before.
Kind of. So it comes back next week. You're going to have a lot of the similar prizes like trips, menu items, but this is a reality check before we get into it. It might break your heart a little bit. Odds of you winning any menu item is 1 in 5.
Okay, that's good.
Not bad, but most of them is like 1 in 25 or 1 in 98 to win two cookies and a McFlurry. Oh. A mini McFlurry.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
if you want
still chance.
Some of the big menu items, it's 1 in 59 million to win the audio bundle, 1 in 6 billion to win the RV, one a trip to Universal in Florida, 1 in 4 billion.
Well, you know what? Honestly, when I play, I'm looking forward to the menu items, so that's just what I'm going
to do. I go to McDonald's enough, I'm not worried.
Okay, you're like, I got good odds.
Yeah, AB's shooting for the RV.
There is a Jeep up there, 1 in 13 billion,
whoa!
Hannah, and a vacation to Barcelona or Maui is 1 in 60 billion, so good odds. It's like,
yeah. What are the odds somebody from corporate's going to screw this up again like
right?
last
yes,
time?
That's funny. Dog doo-doo detectives make millions by exposing pet owners who didn't pick up their dog doo-doo.
We got Ring cameras for that. Keep it moving.
This thing was crazy, but okay. Taylor Swift makes history.
Keep it moving.
Okay. New work trend, no shoes allowed.
Oh?
Okay, this is the story you want to hear?
I'm down for that. We are always dogs out in the studio.
Fortune magazine says new workplaces, especially for like new startups, are starting a no shoes allowed where people wear slippers or have to wear socks. They're saying that it makes them more comfortable at their work, more relaxed work environment.
True.
Yeah, I figured you would love
Brett
that.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
I did something for 7 years that Hannah couldn't even do for 7 days. It's the Brett Mega Show. Who has done long distance and how long have...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you done long distance? I don't know if anyone will be able to compete with me.
Yours is just stupid.
Yeah, that's crazy. My wife and I did 7 years long distance. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. My wife and I did 7 years long distance. We were high school sweethearts. And so we went to different colleges. So there was like a 2-hour distance between those colleges. She went to these really like smart, fancy schools like Notre Dame. We grew up in the Chicagoland area. And so she's much smarter than me. The only thing that she's ever done that's not very smart in her life is probably marry me. And then she went off to grad school to WashU in St. Louis. And I went off to Spokane, Washington for my first radio job. And so we did long distance for more time. So after college and grad school, and then after grad school, she went to Memphis. And eventually, it was 7 years total before we finally started to live together, be together on a regular basis. 7 years after high school. Hannah hasn't seen her boyfriend in 7 days, and she acts like she's losing it. She's like, guys, I haven't seen my boyfriend in 7 days. I'm falling apart.
She's literally said she's in a long-distance relationship.
Yeah. Should I send him? I'm sending him messages in a bottle. Like, what is wrong with you?
First of all, I don't believe I said long-distance relationship. Second of all, it's 10 days, not 7. I haven't seen boyfriend Julian in 10 days.
Is that even true? Someone actually do the math.
Yeah, someone needs to figure this out.
I haven't seen him since.
So dramatic.
Not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before that.
Okay.
And I hate it. And I'm dying.
You haven't seen your boyfriend in a week. Who has gone long distance? Kevin and his wife did long distance.
Yeah, we did 2 years.
I don't remember that era.
Sarah,
2 years of his life he did long distance.
That was way before your time. In fact, you probably weren't even born.
Probably not.
But, she was about 4 hours away. We kind of would meet in the middle every once in a while. But
how did you make long distance work for you guys? We did date nights. We would turn on the same movie at the exact same time and watch it, like on FaceTime and things like that, or like Skype. I think we were using Skype. Like,
yeah,
I don't
probably
even know, FaceTime.
Skype.
Like, it was like Skype.
Phone calls, emails, and then weekends getting together. That's how we did it.
We did 6 months of it when she studied abroad in Ireland, too. And so we only got to email each other for 6 months. I think we talked twice in 6 months on the phone.
I couldn't.
It wasn't like Wi-Fi calling wasn't a thing then either, too. Just email. We would write these emails, and I think she still has them, like putting song lyrics and quotes and comments on there to each other, and we would just write, and you just wait for emails. It was like pen pals or something like that.
I'm most definitely not bred to be a long-distance girl. I've been...
Well, we know.
So, the reason we've been long distance is because
the reason we've been long distance.
He got sick, then I got sick, and then he went to Nashville, and then I've been babysitting, so it's just our schedules haven't been lined up. I've been going through my phone and, like, watching our live photos together. That's the point we're at.
That
when I did long
lot.
Distance for a month way back when, I do remember looking at the live photos because you can also get the sounds. And I'd be like, oh, he's laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's been 10 days.
It's been 10 days.
It might be forever after he hears this segment. Yeah. He might be like, this is it for me.
He should. Run, brother, run.
Go.
No one would blame you.
Go.
855-444-MEGA. If you've ever done long distance, how long did you do it? No one's probably going to beat 7 years because that is crazy. But when love is worth it, it's worth it.
If we got any 8-dayers out there or 11-dayers, let me know.
855-444-6342. Anyone ever have to do long distance for more than 8 days? We want to hear your calls next. Anyone do long distance and how long did you do long distance for? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. If you relationship ever survived long distance. Hannah cannot do long distance for a week. I did long distance for 7 years. Some families have to do long distance when their men or women are in the service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they have to do long distance for long periods of time. When they're like significant others at war. Hannah's like freaking
Correct.
Out watching live photos like, you know.
In mourning,
right. Yes. Her boyfriend of a week was gone. A week.
Yeah.
And then in a long distance
but
relationship.
But it's really not even long distance. It's more like he's just at his home.
Yeah. But I can't see him, so that makes it worse.
Kevin, he's just at his home.
It's like
he's just 10 minutes down the road.
I can't get there. There's a stoplight.
So do you guys FaceTime each other? What do you do? Have you treated it like a...
We've FaceTimed a couple times this weekend. It's hard just because we've been so busy. So, like, talking's been sparing. Like, he, like, FaceTimed me while he was in Nashville a couple of times. But then, like, he was at a bar, so I couldn't hear him. And then I've been babysitting recently. And so I'm playing mom, so I don't have time to, like, talk to him that often. So it's just been weird.
It's, like, almost like an adult relationship.
I hate it.
Happy Hannah's birthday month.
Yay!
It's the Brett Magus Show. Happy the first day of October, which is the month Hannah's birthday falls in. Mm-hmm. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
It's that time of year where Time Magazine is really starting to pop off. I'll tell you what big edition they released yesterday next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
The people at Time Magazine have been busy because they just released their Time 100 Next list, which is like a big old list of the world's biggest next, so to speak. So it highlights different talents across like music, acting, activism, and like innovation. So some names we know very, very well on this list that were highlighted, like Tate McRae, Gracie Abrams, Lainey Wilson, and other names we probably don't know very well, but we probably will know them very soon, obviously, since they were nominated as like the next biggest thing. And what I love about this list is it's just like an entire list of good news and absolute support. It almost feels like a giant list of girls, girls. Like, for example, Lainey Wilson was nominated for one of the things in music, and Miranda Lambert got to talk about how she just thinks Lainey Wilson is going to be like the next biggest star. And I love that people get to support other people in their same industry and really like almost kind of pass the gauntlet, so to speak.
It does feel like a giant list of supporters of Gen Z, which gets a bad rap of not being super motivated and looking at work at a different perspective, which is could be up for debate on how we view the world. But it goes to show you that the younger generation is still changing the world and trailblazing on its own. And so that's a huge list to show that younger generations are still making a difference. They're going to have an extremely positive impact, because a lot of people are like, back in my day, we used to do it this way and the younger generation doesn't get it. Well, it's like, well, because we don't get it, we're going to change the world one day. And the other thing I thought from the list is, I did think you're right. A lot of those innovators on the younger generation were girls. I remember Pink in an interview saying that record labels used to tell her, if you're not Britney or Christina, there's not room for you. There's only room for two it girls at a time. Taylor Swift versus Katy Perry, Christina versus Britney. It was like ageless, right? There was only room for two. Now it's Gracie Abrams, Lola Young's on there from
Lola Tung
from The Summer I Turned Britney is on there. So there's just a list of women who are making differences, and there's room for lots of different women, and it's not just pushing each other out anymore, which I think is really cool.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, see if you can figure out the Megamind question of the day. Now that it's October, we're in the middle of this October month. Also, Hannah's birthday month.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
36% of us do this in October. What do we do?
I think 36% of us start Christmas shopping.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something birthday related. Say like celebrate.
Or celebrate me.
Celebrate
that Hannah's. That better be a higher percentage.
36% of people celebrate Hannah's birthday in October of the entire country.
I think they buy something pumpkin spice.
Ooh, Now they can do PSL season. Okay.
I'm thinking more parents. I'm thinking they eat their kids' Halloween candy.
Hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Good answers, but nobody got it correct. Now that it's October, 36% of us do this. What is it? 855-444-6342 if you want to guess. 855-444-MEGA for the Mega Mind question of the day. I'll give you the answer next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. Now that it's October, 36% of us do this in October. What do?
Hattie texted in and said, go to a pumpkin patch. We also have other fall vibes, like setting up your Halloween decorations. A lot of people do it before, but 36% might do it actually since October starts. Another guess we got was going to an apple orchard.
It is to get ready for Halloween. It's watch scary movies.
Oh, yeah.
They go on a scary movie run at this time of the year to get ready for Halloween. Speaking of being scary or creepy, what are things that are completely normal, but oddly kind of scary and creepy if you think about it? We'll do that next on the Brett Magus Show. These are things that are just totally completely normal, but if you really think about them, they're kind of actually a little bit creepy. It's the Brett Magus Show. Some of the list on this list is, the first one is just actually not really normal at all. They're just 100% just creepy, and that's those Labadoodoos dolls.
Laboo-boo.
Those things are just creepy.
I agree.
It made the list that they're totally normal, like it's just a doll, but no, that thing is not.
I saw one in the airport, and I haven't forgot about
there,
it.
There is nothing normal about that doll. It is just straight up creepy.
Even South Park.
Yes.
It tells you how creepy they are.
But the rest of these on the list are actually totally normal, but they're honestly a little bit creepy. For an example, like a chair that is still warm from the person who was just sitting in it. Whenever you sit in the chair and you could feel like their warmth from it, it makes sense that it would do it. But every time you do it, you feel like something weird, just like you just like sat in something. But
that happens
nothing.
At the casino quite often.
Oh, that's it.
I'm sure.
Oh. Yeah. When you're trying to especially like snipe the slot before it hits, you know? Uh-huh. When you're having one-on-one conversations and the person keeps saying your name. Like, great point, Hannah. I really like that idea, Hannah.
I would hate that.
Thank you for doing that, AB. Like, you could just say thank you. We're good. Like, why do you keep repeating my name over and
over
again?
Please don't be formal.
Yes. Speaking of formal, people who say my pleasure instead of you're welcome.
Okay, Chick-fil-A.
Does Chick-fil-A do that?
They don't say.
That's a thing.
They don't say you're welcome or thank you or anything. They say my pleasure.
Really? Mm. I actually
you
did
didn't
not know
that?
No, because I don't actually listen to them. When I get my bag, I'm just guns a-blazing. But I actually didn't know that, When you're having, when your cat or dog is staring off in the corner of a room, your immediate thought is,
there's a murderer outside.
Right, is there a ghost? Is there a ghost? Like, what does my dog see that I don't see? What is going on?
I hate that.
Hannah said, is there a murderer outside?
If they randomly start barking, I'm like, this is it. This is my time.
Any children's lullaby, if it's sung even a little slowly.
Like, 100%.
Yep. So
I don't
creepy.
Think about that.
And if it's in a British accent, oh, it's doubly creepy.
When did that happen?
You know, the British kids are spooky.
Wasn't aware. We need to clip that for something. I don't know when we're going to use that again, but we will.
Last one is another kids thing. Any playground at night.
Ew. Yeah. Yes. Very scary.
Like for some, the kids' playgrounds, coolest, most magical places on the world. In the world. You go there at night, creepiest thing in the
graveyard.
World.
Graveyard.
You're like, you're just freaking out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.